You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Pittsburgh Steelers fans, thanks for joining us for another Wednesday night episode of the Pump Your Brakes podcast. And today is a special day. It's draft eve, y'all. We've been talking about this thing since Patrick Mahomes threw that touchdown in overtime in the Super Bowl. Right after that, we went straight to the draft, and we've been talking about it. Seemed like a long time from what, first week of February till the end of April.
Yep.
You know, but it's here, it's here, it's here. Shannon, what's happening, man?
I'm so excited. I'm beyond ready for the draft. I'm done with speculation and projected and hoping and praying. Now it's here. We're going to find out who the new Steelers are going to be over the next few days, and then we'll be moving on, ready to break those guys down and see how they're going to fit with the Steelers and start dreaming.
Right. Big G.
What you said,
man? You're not having one of them cardiacs again. Can't breathe and stuff, right?
Mm-mm. No, it was big sleep. Prepare, you know how you get tucked in on Christmas Eve, man. I got my algorithm sign and my blankie and my Christmas hat and my Christmas tree and my jammies on, man. I'm ready to go, man. It's Christmas Eve. But make sure y'all get them algorithms up, because I just had a pleasant dream about the Steelers just dominating the draft. But make sure you get them algorithms up even before we get started on the PYB. Let's go, Tate Boy. Let's
go. PYB.
Mm-hmm.
I love PYB. Only thing I love more than PYB is PB&J.
Big facts.
Mm-hmm. Hey, man, so it's a lot of stuff going on, man. Just like the night before Christmas and all through the house.
Mm-hmm.
The night before draft eve and Omar all on the south side. Who knows what he's doing, right?
Causing chaos, and that's what I'm talking about.
So it's a lot of rumor and speculation. So the whole Brandon Ayuk trade thing is back in the air.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all been hearing that?
Yep. You know,
I don't want no parts of it, y'all. I mean, they just paid Amon-Ra St. Brown $30 million a year.
Big bread.
And he was first team all pro. And the other first team all pro receiver was who? Yep. Brandon Ayuk.
Yep. That's it. So he want the same dollars.
So that's about the bag he looking for, right? I don't mind the draft capital. I mean, I think if you were to trade a first round pick and got a receiver and didn't have to draft the receiver, it's a position of need. I just would rather draft the receiver and not pay whoever's coming $25, $30 million.
I don't disagree, Tate, but you know, with all the moves they pulled today, all that draft capital that they opened up, man, it might be something going on in the background, bro.
Oh, it's definitely something going on. I just hope it's not that.
Mm-hmm.
What you think, Shannon?
Yeah, you know, when you consider what you're going to have to give up, it says the Niners want a first-round pick next year.
Mm-mm.
And I've just – I don't know if I'm interested in that. We also got to, as you say, pay a guy. And a lot of it guaranteed money, as we know. With such a deep class at wide receiver, I'd like to keep the draft capital and then pay a guy. Take a receiver in the first round and get 5 years, you know, at a reduced cost.
Yeah. Shannon and Tate, the only way I would do it, like y'all said, if it's next year's draft capital, maybe.
That makes it sweeter.
Mm, maybe.
That's what I heard today. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
That makes it sweeter, but you still gotta come up off that 30 milli bag though.
Yeah. But
I think he would be between the 25 that Devon Smith got and the 30 that St. Brown got. I think he'd come in the middle.
That would be nice. I don't know why he would do that. And he first team all pro too. I don't know. I'm just saying that's how, if I was him, that's how I would feel.
But listen, I'm gonna tell you something though. I mean, I ain't all the way in for the Ayuk thing, but bro, I watched a highlight reel for Brandon Ayuk today. And man, one of the highlight plays that they had wasn't even a catch. It was Christian block. McCaffrey's run against the Pittsburgh Steelers, bro.
Oh, that was a beautiful block. Yes.
Oh my God, yeah. Man. Him and Deebo Samuel, they killed us.
Yeah.
They killed us.
That's why he fits. But as far as the receiving game go, though. Mm-hmm. I really feel like he's a product of that system, though.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying he's not a good receiver, but I wouldn't put him in the top five. I'm putting him up there with Ja'Marr Chase and Justin Jefferson and Tyreek Hill and Davante Adams and those guys. I wouldn't do it.
Mm-mm.
Well, if you take Ayuk, you're basically choosing him over George Pickens.
Facts.
Because there's no way they're going to pay George Pickens $25 million a year, too.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be like right. Hyde's War, Plexico Burris. You got to pick one.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Well, give me GP.
Yeah, but if they doing it, but I'm just, hey, listen, we got to remember, I think this thing is all for 1 year, bro. If they swing for the, it looks like it, man, the more this goes on, the more it looks like they swing for the fences.
Why would they trade the first for 1 year, though? And Ayuk not want to do that. He's trying not to play for the money he's playing for right now. He wants some security, long-term security. Why would he want to come here and play for 1 year? And why would he trade a first-round pick for him for 1 year?
I'm not saying that. What I'm saying, the one-year deal is we're swinging for the fences in 2024. Yeah. If they trade for Ayuk, it's all in for the 2024 chip. That's what this is about. It's all about the Pittsburgh Steelers getting a trophy at the end of the 2024-2025 season.
Both quarterbacks are going to be on one-year deals.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. If they do it, that's what this is about. It's a one-year move to get the chip this year.
So let's go there right now.
Mm-hmm.
The Steelers are not going to pick up Justin Fields' fifth-year option. I think we all knew that.
Mm-hmm.
But do we think some sort of smaller deal gets done this summer? To keep him past this year, like kind of like Green Bay did with Jordan Love.
Mm-hmm. Do I think? Yeah, absolutely. But I think I don't know if it's going to be in the summer, Kev. I think it might be. It might be closer to the maybe even in during the season, based on how Steelers, it could.
The Steelers don't typically do business during the season.
I know, bro, but ain't there. There's a lot of things that the Steelers ain't typically did that they done did in the last 6 months. And I'm like, holy crap, when is this? Is this the new deal?
But that needs to change.
Mm-hmm.
That does. But to me, you either do it early or you do it next year if you want to keep him. I mean, because if you let him get loose in the season, he start balling out. He's not going to want to sign no team-friendly deal.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so you kind of got to make a decision like, hey, Justin, we'll give you 2 years, $18 million, $9 million a year. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And then we can see if you're going to be the guy. If not, then in a year, we looking to draft somebody.
I don't think there's no way in the world they're going to go for no 2 years and that low of amount. They might go 2 years, 2 years, $21 million. They might do something like that. 2 years, 21, give him $11 million. And then say, okay, prove yourself, and then we're going to extend you at the end of that. But playing him cheap, nah, he's not going for it.
You say 22, I say 18. I could go 22. I mean, just depending on whatever they can come up with. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, I don't know. So, it's also news, word on the street, that the Steelers may be trading Pat Freiermuth. What do we think about that?
Shannon?
That's clickbait nonsense. He's going to be announcing one of their picks in the first two rounds. So, I think that's ridiculous.
Yeah. I think he's doing a second pick. Yeah. But once again, I'm going to say it. With this regime and the way that the Steelers have changed doing business, there ain't no freaking way. You can tell me. We don't know what's going to happen.
It's feasible just because – they got the tight end rooms full. It's five of them. With is it Rodney Williams and Freiermuth and Hayward and Washington and the new dude Mikael Pruitt. Mm-hmm. And then Freiermuth got to be paid out of this year too.
Facts.
You know what I mean? He has to be paid out of this year.
So can I say a percentage?
Of what? What are you saying?
That Freiermuth gets traded.
Yeah, go ahead.
65%.
Did you think he will?
Yep. Yep.
Well, I don't know if I'm in, I don't know if I'm with you on the percentage, but I think it's highly possible. Mm-hmm. Just because Arthur Smith has one of his guys, Darnell Washington is a big blocking tight end who we want to see can catch, and Cam Hayward can be that H-back. Positional, flexible, you know, type of tight end. And if they could get like a third for Freiermuth to a tight end needy team, I don't know that they don't do it because they don't have to pay him. I mean, but I guess we'll see. I mean, it could be a post-draft trade. But I don't think it would be that, though, because they, you know, go and want the draft capital this year to use. Yeah.
Everything I've heard from a speculation standpoint, they would trade Freiermuth to the Washington Commanders for the 40th pick overall. That's what that's the linkage. I mean, I heard the Jets, I heard the Tennessee Titans, but what I've been hearing over and over again is Freiermuth to the Commanders for the 40th pick overall. And if that's the case, I might have to do that one, man. And I love Pat Freiermuth, man. He's one of my favorite Steelers, but at that stage in the game, because that would guarantee that you could get, if you needed a tackle in the first round or taking that 40th pick and pairing it to trade up or, you know, okay, I'm coming back at 40 and I can get Zach Frazier. And, man, that's a lot going on with that pick right there, bro. That's a lot of stuff.
Well, what do you think about that, Shannon?
Like I said, I don't think he's being traded.
Okay. I'm only saying it's feasible and possible just because he got to get paid. I don't know if they're going to extend Najee.
I don't think so either, bro. It's a lot, man. It's so many variables. But I do know that if you clear up cap, if there's no way that you clear up cap space unless you either plan on signing some of your current players and or trading for a player that costs money. That's the only reason all NFL teams do that. That's the only reason.
Well, but here's the thing. They're going to do the draft, see how it falls to them, see what positions they still need to address, and then they're going to have money in the second wave of free agency after the draft. So you would probably need to have some money readily available then. I don't think it's necessarily a sign. They might try to work a team-friendly trade for a receiver like we've talked about. Mm-hmm. But I don't think just because they cleared up $7 million today, that means they're definitely going to do something before the draft. I just know how I feel about it.
Yeah.
I think you're going to see – I don't think you're going to see Brandon Ayuk, but I think you might see Courtland Sutton, though.
I ain't mad. I'm telling you. I wouldn't be mad. You might see Justin Simmons. You might see Justin Simmons out of this one, buddy. I'm telling you, man. Like Shannon, I do agree that they're looking at what the Baltimore Ravens aggressively do every year. Because right after the draft is over, the Ravens hit the market. And anybody that's a serviceable guy, they usually sign him to a team-friendly deal and they stack up their roster based on their misses that they didn't get in the draft.
Exactly.
So this might be what Khan's doing, but, man, and my gut is telling me that there's something big going on, bro. There's something real big going on with some of these players that Tate is mentioning, like Najee and Pat Freiermuth and Brandon Ayuk, like, or Simmons or even Courtland Sutton. There's something going on that we can't see because it's so unusual. And the day before the draft, I mean, bro, they're making moves.
If they May the 2nd is a week away, mm-hmm. and they haven't said anything about Najee. I like Najee a lot too. I like Pat Freiermuth a lot too. But if you're shaking and baking and making moves and stirring things up, these are just all possibilities. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. I disagree.
I don't know. I mean, you could let Najee go in and draft in the sixth round, draft an estimate from Notre Dame to fill his spot next year. Not this year coming, but the following year.
Mm-hmm.
And not miss a beat. And it's, you know, you can probably sign Jaylen Warren cheaper than you can sign Najee.
But estimate ain't going to be there in no sixth round. Estimate's about it. Probably in the third, maybe in the fourth.
He ain't going that early, Big G.
Bro, estimate probably going in the third or the fourth, bro.
This the same dude that told me Olu tape wasn't good. I checked.
Olu tape ain't good.
Man, he the best pass blocker of all the tackles.
Okay.
Yeah.
He gonna be big trash in the league. He gonna be big trash in the league. He gonna be big trash.
I'm definitely not that good, bro. Be dirt not here, but I got a receipt in my head. Mm-hmm. But hey, man, so what we gonna do? That's most of the Steeler news. We're going to take a quick break. And I think what we want to do, y'all decide. So what we're going to do, we're going to interact with our chat fan. Mm-hmm. I want them to do a mock draft, right? A Steeler mm-hmm. 7-round mock.
Mm-hmm.
We go through it. Then when we're done with that, we take another break. And then we go over our mock drafts that we did and we already got ready.
Mm-hmm.
And just talk about it, and then we can finish out just by talking about how we think things are going to play out tomorrow.
Sound like a plan. Shannon?
I'm ready.
Mm-hmm.
So, trying to think. So, live chat, this is what we're going to do. I'm going to try and, after we get back from break, and y'all know how break go, we're not going to be gone too long. I'm going to try and pull up the Pro Football Network mock draft, show it on my screen. And for each Steeler pick, like, we want it to be fast, but chat fam, just put in the player that you would take at that pick, and the majority is going to win. Got to be a quick majority. So get your little chubby thumbs out and be ready to go real fast and type who you want. So if you're watching on YouTube, stay with us. We're not going anywhere. If you listen on one of the audio platforms, Apple, Spotify, Google, iHeartRadio, Amazon, wherever you're listening, we have to hear a few words for our partners, and we'll be right back after this. And we're back on the Pump Your Brakes Draft Eve Spectacular. Get the algorithms up, like Big G say. Live chat, Claude in the building, Ed Mahoney, Kathy, Snowman. the homie Dresden.
Claude. Anthony Godwin, Chaz G, man.
Chaz H.
Yep, it's a whole bunch of cats in there, man. But we got 89. Looks like 108 people are watching us live. But Tate, we ain't got like
it's
137.
137,
but we ain't got but 44 likes. What the heck is going on out there, bro? What in the heck is going on? You know, but it's okay. Maybe they are excited because it's Christmas Eve or draft eve or whatever the heck you want to talk about. But maybe they're excited about that.
Big G, you got to start threatening some folks like you did to get George Pickens straight. You got to get them lock you in the room with some of these people in the live chat.
Sometimes, if they ain't hitting that like button. Sometimes you got to catch them with honey and catch them with bitter. I gotta be nice and kind and sweet to them, man.
Okay, so, yeah, I'm gonna see if I can pull this up, man. Hold on a second. Let's see. Okay, I got the Steelers, 7 rounds. Let me see. Let me share this. Share screen. Window, that thing, share. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Dang, what the heck is that? That looked like the new Matrix. That looked like the new Matrix for Claude.
All right, now I can't see the screen. Like I got the draft on my screen, so y'all just, you know, talk it through. I'm gonna show us everything that we need to probably see.
But it ain't there, Tate. I can't see none of it.
You see what's on the screen?
Yeah, I can see what's on the screen.
Big yeah, that's what you're gonna see. You can't see. Okay. Because I had to make it bigger because I can't see just that.
Mm-hmm.
So all right, let's enter the draft. Caleb Williams goes first, of course. All right, we're not going to take any trades.
Nope.
Live chat. So from what the Steelers need, I'm going to tell you who's here. We got J.C. Latham.
Mm.
We got Cooper DeJean.
Mm.
We got Nate Wiggins, Graham Barton.
Mm.
Jackson Powers Johnson.
Mm-mm.
A.D. Mitchell.
Mm.
Tyler Guyton.
No trades, as Dresden. No trades. Yeah, because people talking about can we trade up, and they say they can't see the draft board. Tate listed off the people that we have, man, available. So
yeah, again, real quick, J.C. Latham, Nate Wiggins, Cooper DeJean, Graham Barton, Tyler Guyton, Jackson Powers Johnson, A.D. Mitchell.
So right now, Tate, we got a whole gang of people. Let's talk about Latham.
I don't disagree. Man, Quinyon Mitchell and Kool-Aid went 18 and 19.
Yep, we missed them. That's probably going to happen for real.
And all the tackles going except Latham.
Yep. Yeah, everybody's saying Latham. We got one that said Graham Barton. Tommy Myers said Graham Barton. We got, you know, S. Dresden. Of course, he could be on that name, Wiggins. So he said Wiggins. But everybody else. And then Thomas Riley said, I'm taking Frazier at 20. That's what he said. And Claude Bishop said JPJ be mauling people. But everybody, the majority is saying Latham, man. So let's go Latham at one.
Let's go Latham.
JC Latham at one.
Okay, so now pick 51 for the live chat. Let's see.
Hey, man.
Peyton Wilson.
Michael Martin said draft Penix Jr. Uh-oh.
Peyton Wilson went 50 to the Eagles. Your boy Tyler Newbin went 47 to the Giants.
That's about right.
Edrian Cooper is going to Washington at that pick 40 you was talking about. Mm. Ooh, A.D. Mitchell went to the Bengals at 37. The Browns drafted tackle Jordan Morgan. So that's most of the names in round two. So what's for us here, and I know what it's going to be, we got Zach Frazier.
Run it.
Max Melton. Do I need to say anymore?
Nope. Run it.
Max Melton. Xavier Leggett. Nope. Those probably the three. You got Malachi Corley.
Nope.
So I Frazier for all yeah, Frazier coming through.
Shannon, you agree, Zach Frazier?
Yes, Frazier.
Yeah, Zach Frazier.
We know Shannon, everybody agree. That's Shannon's dude.
Yeah, and the live chat said straight Frazier. Some people said quit it. No brainer. Just go. Run the car. Frazier in all caps.
So pick 84. So far we got Latham and Frazier. It's a good draft so far, right? We like that.
That's an A draft.
Oh my gosh. Pick 84. We got Braden Fisk, Kwame Lassiter, Devontae Walker.
What you got at them DTs? Trotter. What you got at them DTs?
DTs, Fisk, Dwayne Carter, Sweat from Texas, Leonard Taylor.
Yeah. So they saying, a lot of folks are saying, it's a mix between Lassiter and Freight. It's a mix between Fisk and, Fisk. I see Fisk everywhere. I see Fisk everywhere.
I see a Sweat. I see a Trotter.
I see a whole bunch of Fisk,
more Fisk.
It's Fisk everywhere. Run it.
So with pick 84, we get Braden Fisk.
Oh my
live God. Chat. Y'all doing a heck of a job, man. Y'all might put Omar out of work.
I'm happy about this. They're building the trenches. I like this.
This is your draft, Shannon.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so pick 98. Our last pick of the third round. We got Jatavion Sanders, no tight end from Texas. Sweat from Texas, D tackle. Dominique Paul, tackle. Offensive tackle, we don't need that.
What's some WRs look like, Tate?
WRs look like Jermaine Burton, Malik Washington, Jamari Thrash, Brendan Rice. What we haven't got a corner yet, have we? Let's look at corner.
Or linebacker. Corner or linebacker.
Corner, you got DeCamarion Richardson from Mississippi State. I'm not hip to him.
Pretty good.
Josh Newton, Kalen King, Kyrie Jackson, Cam Hart. That might be a little early in 98 for the last couple.
Yep.
And linebacker, you got Hopper from Missouri, Jalen Ford from Texas. Is it Tyrese Knight from UTEP?
But who's the best wide receiver?
The best
wide receiver. I would wait on the wide receiver.
Yeah, Jermaine Burton, Malik Washington.
There's a guy that you know I want coming up.
Who is it, Shannon? Let's look at him.
Luke McCaffrey out of Rice.
Yeah, but so you're saying get him with the second fourth rounder.
No, we got one fourth rounder.
You get him in the six.
Yeah. Oh, he ain't going to be there in the six.
Have to get him in the fourth.
Yeah, if you don't
get him. This is the third. This is the third.
Right here, you want a cornerback or a linebacker.
Okay. What's the live chat? What do you guys want, live chat?
Man, they all over the place, bro. Some folks
all
are
right,
saying.
Wait. Let me ask my number one chat general, Afton. What do you want?
She said Jackson, the cornerback out of Oregon. That's what Afton said. She said Jackson.
Is Trotter gone?
He been gone.
He ain't been gone. He was there for the last pick. He just went. Yeah. Trotter just went 85 to the Browns, right? He went right after we took Fisk.
Yeah.
Is Wallace gone? The middle linebacker out of Kentucky.
I didn't see his name. Unless he's
that kid from Missouri is there though. That kid Wallace, from Missouri.
Wallace is gone. You got. The top middle linebackers is Hopper from Missouri.
Yeah, he's a dog. Jalen
Ford from Texas.
Yeah. I would go corner, man. I would go corner and then get the wide receiver the next pick. But it's up to the live chat. The live chat is
after say Kyrie Jackson.
Yep.
Trotter's not there. Sweat is there.
Yeah, but I don't want Sweat. He just got a DUI.
Yeah. Okay.
That's
why he's dropping down the board so much.
The main thing that the live chat is saying is take the best receiver available. But Afton said, no, take the corner.
I'm kind of with Shannon. I think I might rather have McCaffrey than these other wide receivers at the top right now.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, Afton, we're going to go ahead and take
Jackson.
Kyrie Jackson.
Yep, corner from Oregon.
Okay.
6'4", 6'3", and some change, big 200 and something odd pounds, press corner, real fast.
So athletic. So we know we get a receiver here.
Mm-hmm.
Man, Sweat still there.
Oh,
ain't nobody Shannon. Gonna pledge him.
Shannon, man. Shannon, but the value, Shannon, the value.
For a two down guy. Right? And he's gonna eat himself out of the league.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, maybe.
Luke McCaffrey. Is that what we're doing?
Yep.
What's the receivers?
You still got Thrash, Brendan Rice, Jacob Cowing from Arizona. He's that guy, this little guy, 5'8", 168. Javon Baker from USC.
McCaffrey way down there.
McCaffrey ranked 157 overall. The top wide receiver that's left is ranked 128.
So, I'm telling you, McCaffrey's got a lot of Puka Nacua in him.
And Brandon Rice is out of there, right? He's gone?
No, he's there.
So I would say it's either between McCaffrey or Brandon Rice. That's what I'm saying. What's the live chat say? Between Brandon Rice and McCaffrey.
Yeah, this is their draft. So
mm-hmm.
Rice or McCaffrey live chat. Let's get it.
But some folks are saying Sweat. Going to just build it out. I'm telling you, they saying it. Kathy said it.
I do. I don't disagree with Kathy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But we need a receiver.
We're getting a lot of Luke McCaffrey.
A lot of McCaffrey. Yeah, McCaffrey. But it's more McCaffrey than it is Rice. Somebody. No. It's about even. It's about 50%.
It's about even. Yeah.
Oh my God. Even. But they going now. Well, let me see.
Now we're getting McCaffrey.
Now McCaffrey, yes.
After starting with McCaffrey.
I'm calling it right now, McCaffrey.
Yeah, it's a whole bunch of – no, go with McCaffrey, dog. It's a lot.
Okay.
But that's a split, though. Some folks are saying Brandon Rice.
That
some
was
folks
close,
are saying
yes.
McCaffrey.
Yeah, I think McCaffrey probably fit better, though.
Mm-hmm.
So I like Rice.
Yeah, we got McCaffrey.
And the Steelers like bloodline.
Yep. Yo, but yeah.
And McCaffrey's bloodline, though. What are we talking about?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, Christian and yeah.
And his daddy. Dead. Yeah. The original triple OG McCaffrey for the Broncos. Dog wide receiver.
Now, this is where it gets tough.
Mm-hmm.
We're in the sixth round. We got two picks. We're on pick 178.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking at the overall board. Guys, I know the Steelers could be interested in is Gabe Hall, another mm-hmm. one of Shannon's dudes.
Yep.
Christian Boyd, another D tackle.
Boyd.
Josh Proctor, safety.
Boyd.
What's the live chat say?
They saying Joe Milton, dog.
I like Joe Milton. I'm thinking we can get that with the next pick, though.
They saying Joe Milton. They saying every. Man, they going crazy for Joe Milton with this pick, bro. It's a lot of Joe Milton over there, bro.
Let me see I know he's here.
But some people say, but I would pick Boyd. I would
Joe Milton's gone.
Oh, but then why were we talking?
Austin Reed is there, the Western Kentucky quarterback. Sam Hartman.
No, heck no. Please stop. Big trash. Get him out of here.
Kelton Slovis from BYU, but used to play for Pitt.
No. Boyd. Abort.
Tua.
Abort. Abort. Abort mission. No.
Wow,
none of them.
I can't believe Milton is gone. When you see
Boyd, man. Boyd.
The people are infatuated with his arm.
Milton went number 167 to the Minnesota Vikings.
Yeah. You knew somebody was going to pick him early.
Well, I thought early was 178. So between Boyd and what's the other guy's name?
But you know what? Realistically, they'll take
Gabe Hall.
Yeah, but we can't find him on none of the draft boards. You know as well as I do, this is where Sean Stevens is going to get drafted. We already know. Sean Stevens out of Ferris State is going to go right in here, bro. But and you can't find him. I've looked on every draft board and can't find him. Nowhere.
Devin Shire from Pitt. What position he play?
Cornerback.
Corner.
Let me look at corner.
You ain't going to find Sean Stevens, though. But this is where Sean Stevens is going to go.
Devin Shire is not there.
Christian Boyd had an official visit.
Yeah.
And I would Gabe Hall didn't.
Yeah, I would take Boyd, D-tackle from University of Northern Iowa. But Sean Stevens, man, I'm telling you. They're going to be talking about this boy right here.
Christian Boyd is 6'2", 325.
Mm-hmm.
Is he only a two-down player?
No, heck no. No.
He got pass rush chops?
Yes, he does.
I think he'll develop his pass rush, yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. We got Christian Boyd. Now, last pick is coming up. All right, live chat. This is it. We've got big board. I heard that running back is good, though. That Isaac Guinendo from Louisville.
Yeah, he is.
He was the fastest running back at the combine.
Yeah, he was. Yeah. I seen him break an 80-yarder on Notre Dame. I saw him break an 80-yarder. Yeah,
he's a speed guy.
I saw
the film.
If you're
legitimately thinking about not paying Najee, you got to think about somebody like that. But you got Gabe Hall still. You got Proctor, safety, Ohio State. You got LaFua, linebacker, Notre Dame.
I'm about to get the big bias for the live chat. Take Proctor. Take go Bucks. Take Proctor, man. He's worth it. The value's there.
Hey, question.
Yes,
have
sir.
We got a cornerback yet?
Yeah, we took Jackson out of Oregon.
That's right. But we don't have a slot.
We don't have a slot.
Where is Beanie Bishop?
He been gone.
Beanie, let me look. Beanie Bishop. I don't even know who he is. I was listening to somebody today saying, I was a dude, Brian Bacco, saying the Steelers don't typically draft slots. They usually are they're undrafted free agents or something like that. They don't spend like capital on slot
position. Yeah, but this is
position.
The last pick, and this is a guy that runs a 4.39 and is got the perfect demeanor out of WVU.
What's his name?
Beanie Bishop.
He's not here. I'm down to player ranked number 400.
Proctor, man. Corners. Proctor.
You got it.
Proctor can play safety and corner. He can play safety and corner, and he's a gunner on special teams. But it's not my draft. It's the live chat's draft. It's not my draft.
Yeah, what are you saying, live chat? Let's get it.
Yeah, but I'm going to try to influence them. There's the big go Bucks. I'm saying Proctor. A value at sixth round as a gunner. He can play safety. He can play corner.
Ed Mahoney saying Hall.
Yeah.
That would be three defensive linemen.
That'd be a lot.
No.
But you'd be
no.
loaded.
Because you ain't going to keep them all. You got to get some special teams guys, bro.
What middle linebackers are available?
They gone. This big four. Ford and them been gone.
Yeah, but what about the Eckenberg?
Tommy, heck no. I wouldn't pick him anyway. He can't cover nobody.
You got Latufu from Notre Dame.
Ooh.
You got Ufo Shuo from Washington.
Ooh.
Omar Spate, LSU.
Ooh. Hey, listen, them top two middle linebackers is worth it, y'all.
But man, I would take a swing on one of them. I would.
Yeah. Yeah.
Live check. 30 seconds, we making a pick, and we don't see a majority name start to come through.
So you got the Washington Huskies middle linebacker and Notre Dame's middle linebacker. Notre Dame middle linebacker is a dog, y'all. He's a dog. So, I mean, I might step back from the big go Bucks bias to get one of them linebackers.
Steve Pickery said he needs 37 D linemen. Josh Proctor, come on. Latufu.
Yep.
George Teston.
Yep.
I'd go Latufu myself.
Yeah, they saying
Notre Dame guy.
Yeah, Notre Dame dude. Yeah.
Okay, looks like Lutufu.
Notre Dame linebacker.
Hey, I think they just had a strong draft, in my opinion.
Yeah, I do. I agree.
A big A. What's their pick, State? You can run it back.
I'm going to read it off. I don't know if you can see it. So
I can't see nothing.
Okay, I ain't going to worry about it now. But you got J.C. Latham in the first.
Mm-hmm.
Zach Frazier, pick 51 in the second.
Mm.
Brendan Fisk, number 84 in the third.
Oh, my God.
Kyrie Jackson, number 98 in the third.
Oh, my God.
That's
Luke McCaffrey, number 119 in the fourth.
Oh, oh.
Christian Boyd.
Yeah.
178 in the sixth.
Yep. Man.
And Lutufu, linebacker, Notre Dame, in the sixth, pick 195.
Hey, let's run it next week. I'm ready.
That draft was lit.
So we got, and I love it. You'll see why. So we got the tackle we need, the center we need. We got D-line depth, a good D-line, young player to go with Keanu Benton. We got another big corner, Kyrie Jackson, 4'5", 6'4", could work out. I think Luke McCaffrey is going to play some special teams, going to play in the slot. I think we still need a number two receiver. Maybe we still trade for Courtland Sutton, but I like Luke McCaffrey on the roster.
Yep.
Christian Boyd, probably bye-bye the Wisconsin dude. What's his name?
Loudermilk.
Holler at you, Loudermilk.
To the bench.
Bye-bye.
To the bench.
And linebacker Lutufu. Patrick Queen. I don't think he could put Mark Robinson off. I don't know.
Yeah. I think that's an age round.
Hey, remember this. If that was to happen, Brendan Fisk will start over Ogunjobi before the end of the year.
Oh, so Brandon you would have Fisk, Keanu Benton, and Cam. Oh, yep. Lit up. Yeah. Lit up. Yeah.
That was a great Jeff live chat. Yeah. It really was.
Yeah.
It was
bye-bye all bye
what I like. It wasn't any reaches. Mm-hmm. And it filled needs without being desperate.
Mm-hmm. Hold on. It's a question here for y'all.
From Thomas Riley.
Homie T. Riley.
Says a question from either Shannon Tate or Big G. When do team owners do another lockout in order to bring these contract prices under control? Probably not going to happen.
It ain't going to happen.
Yeah, the cap keep going up.
Yeah, because
the cap goes up, but it's the owners that's deciding to overpay quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
A strike isn't going to, or holdout, isn't going to change that.
Nope.
There's not enough quarterbacks, so supply and demand – teams overpay quarterbacks, and then you got the Bengals situation that you got your best defensive lineman once traded, your second best wide receiver once traded, your third wide receiver is already gone, your starting running back is gone. You pay these quarterbacks, you don't have no money left.
Well, the deal is this. I don't disagree with Shannon, but the reason why it's probably not going to happen is because you're going to continue to see restructured television deals. The television market is wide open concerning NFL.
All that means the cap going to keep going up.
That is exactly correct. And they're going to keep marketing it out. But I'm telling y'all, you heard it here first with the G-Stradamus. This pay-per-game and having like a specific channel and all you rock with is like the Steelers and all whatever else, that's coming down the pike some kind of way. Some kind of way. That's going to happen where you can exclusively rock with whoever you want to rock with and you'll pay some money to do it.
Hey, the television deals go up.
Mm-hmm.
The revenue, the cost of everything is going up. But the salary cap isn't going up equally. It's going up in small increments.
Mm-hmm.
But the salaries of the quarterbacks, the wide receivers, offensive tackles, they're going up astronomically.
Mm-hmm.
So you still have some guys that's left out, like running backs, centers, inside linebackers. So this is a problem with the players' union and with the owners because they're keeping the money.
Big facts.
Yeah, like it just went up $30 million this year. I mean, probably to what they got is not a lot, but that's a whole nother wide receiver right there, an elite wide receiver.
Absolutely. We got another question, Tate. I'm going to read it off, man. Thanks, Blake, for the question, bro. It says, my biggest question is, if we don't get a top tackle at 20, do they even draft one later? Seems like the only need a starter or nothing. Can I answer it, Blake, to be honest? Blake, I said it last night on the Down Under podcast with Shannon and them, and I'm going to keep saying it. The draft depth is better than any draft you've ever seen, and the reason why is because the offensive lineman draft in this year's thing. You could get a guy like Fisher, the offensive tackle at Notre Dame, late in the fourth. You could even get a guy like the Thomas kid out of Texas, maybe even in the sixth. So the offensive line, quality depth, guys that were all conference players will be there in the fourth. If you want to trade back in the fifth and even in the sixth. So if you don't force a pick. Don't force a pick.
Mm. Well, you know, like you said, Fisher, is it Christian Jones out of Texas?
Yeah,
Fisher's
out of Notre Dame.
This year, it's the first round guys are plug and play.
Mm-hmm.
It goes 2 to 4 that there's projects.
Mm-hmm.
They've all got NFL talent, but they got something they're going to have to be coached up at.
Yeah.
Just like Dan Moore when they drafted him.
Yeah.
Well, Dan Moore's already hit his ceiling.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like you. I think Fisher would be an upgrade. Mm-hmm. I think you could get Christian Jones later.
Yeah.
And I think he would be an eventual upgrade, not immediate starter.
Yeah.
So I think that they would look at one in maybe the fourth round.
Yeah. What the Steelers don't need to do is reach for a tackle at 20. So there's guys like Tyler Guyton and Morgan and offensive tackle out of Washington. No.
I don't think they will, but I'm hearing a lot of teams want to get a tackle, one of those top five tackles.
Yeah.
So
I'm hearing it too.
I mean, there's a scenario where the Steelers come to 20 and there is no tackle.
Mm-hmm.
And the best thing to potentially do is trade back a few spots and get your center.
Yeah.
Or if it's one of the high corners on the board at 20, take that guy.
I'll tell you the little rumor I've been hearing about the Steelers is if they can't get their guy at 20, it's trading back with the Arizona Cardinals at 20, going from 20 to 27, and then get Arizona's early second round pick. So now you got 27 and you got an early second. And Tate, that might spell a guy like you like Xavier Legette or like a Junior Colston or, you know, a Chris Jenkins or some dog like that, or even like the kid from NC State, Peyton Wilson.
Don't even mess with me there.
So listen,
I love Peyton Wilson.
Mm-hmm.
Real quick before we get into our draft. So I've been hearing some of the pundits say and stuff, I mean, both national and local, that maybe, and you guys saw the Tomlin Omar Khan press conference the other day.
Yeah, facts. Big facts.
Maybe they're not as worried about center as we are.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It could be. You might be right, Shannon. But that center is probably in the Steelers, because the Steelers lure. We've had so many great centers that to us Steelers fans, we got to have a beast center.
Mm-hmm.
When it's about 24 teams that just have a regular center.
Mm-hmm.
You know? I mean, I don't know, but the Kansas City Chiefs got Creed Humphrey. He wanted the best.
He is the best.
The Eagles had Kelsey. He was the best.
Yes, he was the best.
And the kid that Baltimore drafted a couple years ago. So I'm thinking all the good teams, they probably do have good centers. Dallas had a good center.
Yeah.
You got to have it.
You probably do.
Listen, everybody at WVU within the program says that the Steelers love Zach Frazier.
Mm-hmm.
I think they've looked at other guys and talked to other guys, and I think it's all smoke. But I think that their intentions is to come out of this draft with Zach Frazier.
I love to get Zach Frazier. Hey, if you're listening on YouTube, watching on YouTube, we're going to take another quick break. If you're listening on audio platform, Apple, Spotify, Amazon, Google Podcast, iHeartRadio. We have to hear a few words from our partners, and we'll be right back. When we come back, we're going to go over each of our three mock drafts, let you guys, the live chat, say which one you like, and then we're going to go ahead and wrap it up, Greg, get out of here. But we'll be right back after this. And we're back on the Pump Your Brakes podcast.
I'll go rhythms.
Yeah, we got 71 likes now, Big G. Last time you said we're 44, 71 now.
That ain't enough. Right.
So look, we always kind of hit a bump in the road right here. But you guys decide. I don't care. Who wants to go first with their draft?
Shannon, go.
You always say that, Big G.
Shannon, go.
So I'm going to put your draft up, explain your picks, and like why you made and how it fits the Steelers, all right?
Hopefully I can read it. Oh, I can read that good. Yes.
Okay. That's big clear.
Man, I can read that good. Well, starting out, we couldn't trade.
Right. And couldn't trade.
So every time I do a mock, if I wait to 51, Frazier's gone. He always goes in the 30s. So I filled what I think is the biggest need with the best fit that was left because Fuaga was already gone. Mm-hmm. At 51, I wanted a guy that could come in to be wide receiver too.
Mm-hmm.
So I took Ricky Parcell.
Mm-hmm.
And then I could not pass on Jermaine Trotter.
Jeremiah Trotter with
the first third-round pick. Because like I was saying last night, when he tackles, he explodes right at the point of impact. Mm-hmm. I mean, he is – you just don't see that. When you see that, it's a Luke Kuechly. It's a Mike Singletary. It's usually an all-pro guy.
Mm-hmm.
Blake Fisher, I think, is a athletic project who could already be a professional right tackle as a run blocker. He needs some work as a pass blocker. But I think the talent's there. And I know Big G agrees.
Mm-hmm.
Luke McCaffrey, like I said, he's a very tough guy. He's a hard worker. He's an excellent route runner. And he is very underrated. Normally, he'd be a third-round pick. Mm-hmm. But in this deep class, it's knocked him down. Christian Boyd is that guy that's got run stuffer immediately, can help on the interior, and he has some pass rush potential. And then I took Tommy Eckenberg. I know that Big G is not high on him,
mm-mm,
but I think he will be a good special teamer.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe that he can develop into a buck linebacker in the Steelers system with the talent and athleticism that he would be able to have beside him, mm-hmm, in Patrick Queen. So, kind of be a Vince Williams type, so to speak, down the line. So that was my draft.
That's live chat. I like every pick. I could go either way with Eichenberg, but I like every other pick for sure.
Live chat. Before Tate put my draft up, make sure you give a grade. And Tate, whenever you're ready, roll with it, bro.
Okay. Big G, your mock is right here.
Where?
It's on the screen.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It just now came up. All right, so ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, Merry Christmas to you for the A draft that Big G just put up there. J.C. Latham, offensive tackle, Alabama, plug-and-play starter, day one for the Pittsburgh Steelers. He starts right tackle for 7 to 10 years. The best run blocker outside of Joe Alton this draft. At 51 in my mock draft, Zach Frazier available at center for the Pittsburgh Steelers. There's your 10-year starter. There's our next dynasty center starting for the Pittsburgh Steelers. At 84, we needed a wide receiver. Devontae Walker, wide receiver out of the University of North Carolina. Size, speed, fast, gritty, run blocker. The reason you don't know more about him is because he didn't have an opportunity to play because he had to petition to the NCAA to reinstate his rights at North Carolina.
But he played what, six games?
Yeah, and he made Drake May look like a dog. Next pick, Dwayne Carter, defensive tackle, single-digit number defensive tackle out of the University of Duke. Go back and look the tape. He's a big boy with a big motor, and he handles his business, and he had a lot of plays, enough to where he made all-conference in the ACC with guys like Fisk and other guys running around there. That kid made all-conference in the ACC. My linebacker at 119, Jalen Ford, linebacker, University of Texas, another all-conference player that's on the board and was a team captain, because you're going to notice with my theme, most of these guys were team captains outside of J.C. Latham. At number 178, tight end Muhammad Kamara from Colorado State, that ate every team that he played with off the bone. I mean, edge rusher, not tight end, edge rusher, that ate every team that he played against off the bone. And he's got some of that James Harrison, Debo type. I'll fight you in a phone booth, get rough, rugged, and raw with you. So, yeah, I'm liking Muhammad Kamara at that outside linebacker, edge rusher. And then last but not least, Josh Proctor. I couldn't pass on the value at 195, the safety out of Ohio State. He can play corner. He can play nickel corner. He can play safety. And he's a run stopper. But even more than that, he's a gunner on special teams. So, live chat, tell me what you say. Tay Boy Fresh, I'm seeing Claude Bishop is the only dude that's got to go in the matrix. Everybody else is talking about A++. And Claude Bishop gave me a B- because I didn't draft a dang on cornerback. Claude, in the matrix you go. Tate, it's on you, bro. It's on you.
How big a fan is this?
I don't know. Where'd he go? Tate, where you
he's
at?
He's there. He ain't. He's,
yeah, okay. I'm here. I got to get fine. Y'all just see if I was talking. I
didn't. Your mouth was moving.
Yeah. We couldn't see nothing.
But, hey, I like both y'all's draft, man. I mean, I think I like Shannon's receivers better, receiver better. Mm-hmm. McCaffrey. I'm not against Walker. Yeah, but I like Proctor better over Eichenberg, over two Ohio State players. But here's my draft. And when I look at you guys' draft, we think a lot alike in a lot of these places.
Mm-hmm.
So my draft. Hey, Claude, I got a corner. In the first round, I go tackle. Probably the fifth or sixth best tackle, but definitely high ceiling.
Mm-hmm.
High ceiling, and Amaris Reynolds from Georgia, partner him back up with his former college teammates, Broderick Jones, George Pickens. Let's get him in there. He won't probably play till like halfway through the season like Broderick did last year. But at 6'7", 335, 40 pounds, and an athlete like he is, I couldn't pass up on him. I took the chance and hoped that Jack Frazier would be there in the second. If he wasn't, I was ready to get Van Pran in the third. But Frazier was there. So got Frazier in the second, plug and play center, right down the street, West Virginia, ready to come and have that Steeler mentality, that attitude, just what that line needs to go with Broderick Jones and now Amaris Mims and Simalu and Daniels. Love it. Ricky Pearsall. Baby
Cooper Kupp. Cooper Kupp, for
baby
sure.
Baby Kupp.
Mm-hmm.
So I like what he can bring. At the very least, he's a third seed receiver. Steelers still may acquire somebody, and you could put Pearsall in the slot if it's Courtland Sutton, if it's Tyler Boyd. Then Tyler Boyd probably go in the slot. But Andrew Phillips, cornerback, Kentucky, physical. Can play outside, can play inside. Really like him a lot. Like 5'11 and a half, about 195 pounds. Brings a little bit of wood with him. Pause.
No Diddy.
No
doubt.
Pick number 119, McKinley Jackson, defensive tackle, Texas A&M. We need some bodies in that D-line. This still could see us end of Loudermilk, you know, just a young, cheaper body. See what he can do. I'm really hoping that DeMarvin Leal can come back this year and really, you know, be different this year, man. I like the kid. I think he's talented. He doesn't fit what the Steelers do. Maybe he put on some weight in the offseason. We never really get to know. Mm-hmm. We saw a video of Najee about a month ago. He had lost some weight, so hopefully he's coming back looking good. Mm-hmm. Same pick at 178 as G took. Muhammad Kamara, edge, Colorado State, is a dog. Mm-hmm. But pick 178, 195, you drafting potential. You drafting mm-hmm. traits to see what you can do with them. So mm-hmm. Kamara is like, could be the fourth edge rusher behind Herbig. But, mm-hmm. you know, then you would have a really good young cheap pair backing up your expensive T.J. Watt and Alex Highsmith.
Mm-hmm.
So I like that. And a special teamer, especially yep. with the new kickoff rules changing and stuff, you're going to want bigger bodies on that kickoff.
Yep, facts.
And Gabe Hall, defensive tackle, Baylor, big boy, plug the middle. Mm-hmm. Like him and McKinley Jackson, along obviously with Cam and our boy Ogunjobi getting older. We got Keanu Benton. We got Montrevious Adams back. So, yeah, just have a lot of competition in that room this summer and see where we go. But that's my draft. So, mm-hmm. everybody, let me know what you think. And, man, guys, so what do we think each? We know we showed our mock draft. We showed what we want. Mm-hmm. What do we think the Steelers will do tomorrow at pick 20? Will they make the pick at 20?
Percentage-wise, 60% no. 60% no. I would say the Steelers are either going to go up or go back at 20. That's just my thinking. I don't think they pick. Shannon, what you think?
I think it's 50-50 with Khan running it.
Mm-hmm.
I think that if it's a good offer to move up, you know, where it wouldn't cost them, you know, especially if it's some next year draft capital, I think they might.
Mm-hmm.
You know, for a Quinyon Mitchell or a Fuaga.
Mm-hmm.
Or as Big G said, I can see him going back to late 20s and still would they be able to take Frazier if the tackles they do want are gone, mm-hmm. or Mitchell and Arnold at cornerback. So
mm-hmm.
that would be my estimate right now.
Mm-hmm.
But I know he's going to be moving around the board in each round, I believe.
Yeah. Shannon, you said two guys he'd go up, but I know a third one. Rome.
Yeah, oh, yeah, Rome, but you know, that's going to be a little higher.
Rome.
That
Rome,
would be higher.
Rome.
I would be so happy if they could get Rome or Odunze.
Oh, my God.
That's probably my favorite player in the draft at a position of need.
Big
I probably
fact.
Would go Fuaga next at tackle.
And Frazier third.
Only third because I think I can get him in the second or get him in the late 30s. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, I'm
mm-hmm.
talking about guys that's going to be in that top 15. And another position of need, I wouldn't be mad if they traded back and got Kool-Aid McKinstry either, though.
Ooh.
Like around 28, 29. I like Kool-Aid a lot.
Yeah.
I'd rather have Max Melton in a night around.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to start the chant because they say in the live chat, Rome, go get him. Go get Rome. Get Rome.
Afton said, not at 20. Who are we talking about, Afton? Kool-Aid?
Yeah.
Yeah, I wouldn't take Kool-Aid at 20, but I would take him at between 28 and 30, though. Mm. And Shannon and I would take Max Melton. Probably he might even be there at 51.
Max Melton might. There's a very strong possibility.
He might not even be there at 51. He been going up.
Nah,
what? He going to be there?
Yeah, he probably gonna be there.
Who were we just disputing about a second ago?
Who?
Kool-Aid? Earlier, I said somebody You said they're gonna get drafted early. That's not gonna go that high. I forgot who it was already though.
I
forgot. Early in the show.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool. Guys, by this time tomorrow, the Steelers still will not have made their pick.
Mm-hmm. Nope.
So we'll still be waiting.
Unless they trade up.
Unless they trade up.
Wrong.
Okay, before we go, Big G, what would it take to get wrong? Where would you have to go, and what would you have to give up?
What would I do?
I mean, realistically,
I give them my third round this year, one of my thirds, and give them my first next year. I do it.
That's fair. Mm-hmm. I have no problem spending next year's draft capital.
Me neither. Fleece it all. Fleece it off. If I'm gonna get the guy, I'm gonna get. Go get him. Rome. We gotta have Rome, man. Let's go.
So if you came out this draft, you got four picks in the top 100, right?
Mm-hmm.
Say those four picks turned into Rome and Zach Frazier. Would you be happy?
Oh my God, I cry.
I mean, so you only got two picks in the top 100. But you still got 2 6-round picks. But would you be happy getting Rome and Zach Frazier?
Absolutely. I cry because I know we got two starters that's probably going to end up being captains for the Steelers. Yeah, give them to me. Rome and Frazier? Absolutely. Maybe one of them might go to the Hall of Fame. Maybe both.
What about you, Shannon?
I'd like to have more picks. With the, you know, they have quite a few issues, but if I could get two guys that I believe in that much, I agree. I would be fine with that.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I think I would too. Mm-hmm. Because I only say that because you said trade one of your thirds and 20 to get Rome. Mm-hmm. Then I'm guessing we'd take 51 and the other third to move up to get Frazier.
There it is.
Now you're sitting there with them two players until day three.
Hey, but I got two starters and two dogs.
Yeah.
I mean, I understand.
And I hear if the Steelers don't get a tackle that Mekhi Becton is an option.
Absolutely.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. If you can get two stars, you're happy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Well, guys, another great show. I really had fun with this one. Live chat. You guys were invaluable. Before we get out of here, we at 85 thumbs up. Between now and before the actual end of the show, by the end of the outro, hit it. Let's get it up.
Let's go.
No Diddy.
No doubt. No doubt.
Get it up. No Diddy.
No doubt. No way. What am I? No doubt. I ain't showed it all show.
Afton would be ecstatic if that's what we did.
No doubt. Yep.
Okay, yeah. A lot of people like Rome and Zach. That's it right there. Call it the draft.
Amen. Amen. Think about it. At Christmas time, would you rather have two of your best presents you ever wanted or a bunch of gifts you like? It is what it is.
Hey, you know? It could be a bunch of underwear and socks.
Yeah. I want a PlayStation 5.
There we go.
With all the games.
And a Red Ryder BB gun.
Yep, show do, Shannon. Show do.
Okay, guys. Well, we're about to get on out of here, man. It really was definitely a fun time. Appreciate each and everybody. Oh, Big G.
Yeah.
5-4 Reds in the bottom of the seventh. Just want you to know that.
It's 1-1 right now, buddy. We ain't talking about
that. Oh, yeah, the series is one, but we won the last series 2-1, just so you know.
Yeah. We'll see after the ninth. We'll see you after tonight.
All right, everybody. Well, thanks for watching us. We'll be back next week. We don't know. Friday, the homies won't be on because of the draft, and there'll be draft coverage.
Mm-hmm.
We may have a wrap-up show of the draft on Saturday at the end of the draft and talk about all the Steelers picks and maybe some of the picks from the other North teams. Mm-hmm. But so, yeah, stay tuned for that. We go live on Saturday. You will know it. But until next week, for the triple OG, Shannon White, for the little fella, Big G.
Sleeping under the Christmas tree.
Get ready for tomorrow, man.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, we out. Peace.